This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A recent report by Paul Egan at the Free Press caught our attention. He reported, according to court records, last September at the Bellamy Creek Correctional Center near Ionia, an inmate died. He'd been in some kind of confrontation with another prisoner. Corrections officers used tasers to subdue 24-year-old Dustin Zott, who was serving time for home invasion. An autopsy listed his death as a homicide due to blunt force trauma. A New York-based freelance reporter wanted to see any video of that event. He filed a Freedom of Information Act request. The Department of Corrections denied the request. Spencer Woodman is that reporter, and he joins us now. So what was the reason the Michigan Department of Corrections cited for that denial?
They gave two reasons. The first was they were worried that releasing this video footage would kind of tip prisoners off to the positioning and image quality of their surveillance cameras. And a second reason they cited was a kind of more general exemption to the Michigan Freedom of Information Act, having to do with basically protecting the methods they use to restrain and pacify disruptive inmates.
You were quoted as saying that's absurd. Why do you think that?
To take both of their explanations in order, their issue about giving inmates an opportunity to learn about the positioning of cameras in the facility, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I think inmates widely understand that they are under surveillance by video cameras in correctional facilities, and the positioning of those cameras, unless they have been hidden, are generally known to inmates. And the release of this kind of footage has not compromised the ability of correctional facilities to maintain order in numerous other jurisdictions. In my appeal that I made before we filed the lawsuit, after my original FOIA request was rejected, I pointed to jurisdictions like Cook County, Illinois, where the sheriff there has voluntarily released, really without any outside pressure, videos from the local jail of use of force by guards against inmates because he, in my opinion, rightly believes that it is the right of taxpayers to know what's going on inside their correctional facilities.
Now, you write a lot of national stories. Why were you interested in this incident?
I read a lot of local news, and, you know, I think the use of force against inmates in prisons across the country is an important issue. I think the increasing use of methods that are supposed to be non-lethal, such as tasers, in those efforts to keep order at correctional facilities is also, that's a national story. So I wanted to learn more about this particular case, both for its own right and also with respect to any light that it could shed on larger issues across the country.
The Ionia County prosecutor issued a statement about this. He indicates the actions of each of the corrections officers involved in the altercation were investigated. He says the use of force and the use of tasers did not violate any criminal law. The autopsy report indicates that it was blunt force trauma, nothing about the tasers. What are the wider implications of something like this when prison officials refuse to release video of an event that leads to an inmate's death?
The thing about this case is that we just don't know. We know very little about what happened, aside from what has been released by the corrections department and the local prosecutor. Mr. Sott's family has been demanding this video footage, and I think it would be a service to the taxpayers of Michigan for the corrections department to release this footage so that we can actually know what happened.
You filed a lawsuit, as you mentioned, against the Department of Corrections with the help of the ACLU Michigan. Why is this so important to you?
I think when an inmate who is at the mercy of the practices and policies of the state of Michigan or any state in the country dies after a use of force, especially an unusual use of force. I mean, I think it's worth noting that Mr. Sott was shocked by three different tasers deployed by three different guards before he died. I think when something like that happens, taxpayers deserve to know how someone in the custody of the state died after a use of force by state officers. And there are lingering questions about this. This might not be a story at all. You know, the corrections department may have acted with total propriety in this case, but until they release the footage, we don't know for sure.
Spencer Woodman is a freelance journalist who's reported for national magazines such as The Nation, The Intercept, Rolling Stone. Thanks very much for taking the time to explain what you're doing here.
Thanks for having me on.
The Michigan Department of Corrections would not comment on pending litigation, but stated this incident was thoroughly reviewed by state police and the Ionia County prosecutor, who determined use of force was not an issue and that the staff reacted appropriately and responsibly.